Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours, and we start off the morning by venturing back to 1961 and hearing a little classic from Little Milton Campbell.
Telling everybody all over town, when my money run out, you're gonna put me down. You said you never loved me, admit you're doing me wrong. You say you're using me, baby, till the real thing comes along. Have mercy, baby. Please have mercy on me. Yeah, something bad's gonna happen to you, darling, 'cause you're so mean to me. I sometimes wonder what's on your mind. How can one woman be so unkind? You treat me like the dirt down on the ground. I steal away to cry sometimes, but the tears just won't come down. Have mercy, baby. Cause you're so mean to me. I walk the street at midnight, my heart full of pain. Why I love a woman, Lord knows I can't explain. She's a mean mistreater, a heartbreaker too. Like an out-of-strength woman for treating me the way she do. Have mercy, baby. Please have mercy on me. Yeah, nothing bad gonna happen to you, darling, 'cause you're so mean to me.
I said, no, I ain't gonna let you go. I said, no, I ain't gonna let you go. Well, I love you so, I ain't gonna let you go. I said, no, please don't make me cry.
Thank you.
that turn. I said, no, I ain't gonna let you go. When I love you so, I ain't gonna let you go.
Brenda Boykin singing with the Johnny Nocturne Band from a 1992 release, Waylon Daddy. Brenda from the Bay Area. Actually, she was born in Oakland and grew up singing in the church and ended up being a really, really great jump blues stylist vocally. And she described her own music as a mixture of bourbon and cornbread. Prior to hearing Brenda Boykin, we heard Little Milton, originally from Inverness, Mississippi. Little Milton from 1961. One doing his classic So Mean to Me. And we turn next to, we just heard Brenda Boykin. We're going to turn to another California lady, one that recently passed away, Jamesetta Hawkins, better known as Etta James. Here she is from her disc, Life, Love, and the Blues, with a cover of Born Under a Bad Sign.
To crawl. If it wasn't for bad love, I wouldn't have no love at all. Bad luck and trouble is my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. On under bad sign. Been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad love, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, can hardly write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under begin to crawl. If it was for bad love, I wouldn't have no luck at all. And that ain't no lie. You know, men and wine is all I crave. A big suede back man is gonna carry me to my grave. Born under bad signs. Been down since I learned to crawl. If it wasn't for bad love, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I've been having bad luck all my days. I
They say good things come to those who wait. I waited a long time. They got a good thing in me, y'all. They don't need to be messing around. They need to treat me right like they should. That's right. If I find out they're double dealing, I'm gonna be mean like I've been good. I said good things come to those who wait, and I waited a long time. They got a good thing in me, y'all. They don't need to be messing around. They need to treat me right like they should. The things I do for you, hey, don't let it go to your head. He's wearing $500 shoes, $1,500 slacks. Stepped in here today with a Stetson hat on. Yeah, Big Mama, Big Mama, Big Mama got him all that. Yes, I did. And he needs to treat me right like he should. Cause if I find out you're double dealing, I'm gonna be mean like I've been good. I keep money in his pocket. I bought them all diamond rings. I'll spend my whole life running for them. I shouldn't be feeling no pain. Hey, they need to treat me right like they should. The things I do for you, baby, no double dealing. No double dealing. I can't stay. Won't put up with double dealing. If I find out, I'm gonna be mean like I've been good. And I've been good.
From Houston, Texas, that was Diuna Greenleaf from her disc Trying to Hold On. Her debut disc came out last year. John Del Toro Richardson on guitar on that particular track. Diuna has done very, very well with this disc. She's got a lot of acclaim for her efforts here and her vocal prowess in the blues. Before hearing Diuna Greenleaf, we heard Etta James from a disc called Life, Love, and the Blues. And that the track from that disc we sampled was Born Under a Bad Sign, a tune that Albert King first recorded back in 1967. It was written that year by Booker T. Jones and William Bell, and quickly picked up by Albert King. And then the tune very shortly thereafter was recorded by Cream, and it's become a really great blues standard, particularly that line. kind of been down so long. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. We're going to turn next to Albert King, one of the great sons of the blues from Mississippi. We're going to listen to Albert, recorded back in 1971, doing a number that Taj Mahal made famous. Here is Albert King with his rendition of She Caught the Katy and Left Me a Mule to Ride.
She left me with a mule to ride. Yeah, my baby called the Katy. She left me with a mule to ride. Well, my baby called the Katy. She left me with a mule to ride. Now when that train left the station, I swung on behind. I'm still crazy about that hard-headed woman of mine. Oh, my baby, she's gone. Oh, yeah, my baby, she's gone. My baby, she's long. And my baby, she's tall. Well, my baby, she's long. And my baby's tall. She sleep with her head in the kitchen and her big feet in the hall. But I'm still crazy about that big-headed woman of mine. Oh, I love my baby. She's so fine. I wish she would come to see me all the time. She don't believe I love her. Look what a hole I'm in. Don't believe I'm sinking. It's a crying me with a mule to ride. Well, my baby caught the Katy, left me with a mule to ride. And when the train left the station, I was hanging on the other side. I'm still crazy about that big-headed woman of mine. Good knee.
from 1963. That's got to be Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf with a tune penned by Willie Dixon, Built for Comfort. On guitars on that track, Hubert Sumlin and also Buddy Guy. Prior to hearing Howling Wolf, we heard Albert King. We heard Albert from 1971 doing his rendition of She Caught the Katie and Left Me a Mule to Ride. And you are listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to turn to someone that was very heavily influenced by Albert King's guitar style. This person didn't become a clone of King, but definitely heavily influenced by him. In fact, there are parts of this next performance where you hear guitar breaks, extended breaks, and you might expect to hear Albert King's voice coming out behind the break, but no, it's the voice of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Very interesting recording, historically important according to some people. Whether or not this is true, I don't know, but it said about this performance that it was the first time that a band had played at the Montreux Festival in Switzerland, a band that had never recorded before. So that may have been a first for Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Stevie Ray had recorded, his career was about to take an upswing. There was a recording of a performance that he and his band did at the Steamboat in Austin in, April Fool's Day of 1980. That was eventually to get to John Hammond. But also Jerry Wexler had heard, the producer had heard Stevie Ray Vaughan and his band performing in Austin and was so impressed that he arranged for the band to play at the 1982 Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, which they did, and the performance occurred on July 17th of 82. And Stevie Ray got up there, started sort of in an understated way, started off with a very cool start, some really nice guitar work, sort of began to simmer, and then at some point he'd bring it to a boil and then simmer back down again. It's a really, really amazing performance. And he kicks it off with a nice nod to Fenton Robinson, who had been the guitarist on the original recording of this tune that was done by Larry Davis. Here is Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with Flood Down in Texas. Thank you.
Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. Yeah, it's flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. Trying to call my baby. Lord, I can't get a single sound. Well, dark clouds are rolling. Mine, I'm standing out in the rain.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, once again recorded live at the Montreux Festival back in July of 1982. And up to this point, again, they had never recorded an album. That was about to change. In the audience that night, listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan, were David Bowie and also Jackson Browne. Bowie quickly asked, got Stevie Ray Vaughan to perform on his next album, the Let's Dance album. And Jackson Browne offered Stevie Ray Vaughan and his band free recording time in his studio, which they did take him up on that particular offer. And in less than a week, they recorded their debut album, which was Texas Flood, not surprising. And they were nominated for 2 Grammys as a result of that particular album, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now, we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, Downtown Alive will kick off its fall season with Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers from New Orleans. This will take place at Parc International in downtown Lafayette. Showtime is 6 p.m. And also this evening, after that performance, Kokodry will be playing at Antlers, and the Oddfellers play Bisbanos tonight. Alex Marley is at Artmosphere. Rex Morrow, as well as Troy Richard and the Richard Review, will play Blue Moon Saloon this evening. The Malfecteurs will be at Well Salmon. Street Whiskey plays Backstage Bar and Grill. And tomorrow morning, Donna Augel and her Zydeco Posse will play for her Zydeco Breakfast at Café des Amis and Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Fufole will be at Artmosphere. Mark Willis and Kokodry play Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Knights of Holland, as well as Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, will be performing at Blue Moon Saloon. And the Pine Leaf Boys will be at La Poussière and Bro Bridge tomorrow. And also Kevin Naka and the Austin Playboys play Lakeview Park and Dance Hall in Eunice. And just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Sunday, David Egan will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, the pauses are at Artmosphere. Monday night's the night for a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Also Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's the music jam at the Backstage Bar and Grill. Wednesday night's the night for a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. Next Friday, Horace Trojan and the Austin Express will perform for Downtown Alive. They've been going, this is their 30th year of Downtown Alive, free street parties in Lafayette in the spring and fall. And we're going to sort of usher in that spirit with a track from the Mellow Fellows disc Street Party. The Mellow Fellows were the band behind Big Twist out of Chicago. When he passed away, they recorded one disc, which came out in 1990. Then they changed their name to the Chicago Rhythm and Blues Kings. Here are the Mellow Fellows with the title track to their disc Street Party.
Trouble at all. If you've got a beef, I said scratch it, 'cause tonight we're gonna have a ball. The Skullbusters and the Spanish Kings, oh, they're gonna lay their weapon down and have a street party, and the baddest land. Hey, they're trying to get ready on time, 'cause we're gonna have a party guaranteed to blow your mind. So don't you worry about security. We got Taco and Big Bubba making loud. We'll have a street party in the baddest neighborhood in town. A street party tonight. Rockin' till the morning light. Well, we're gonna dance and sing and do everything. A street party tonight.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Russet brandy in a diamond glass. Everything is made from dreams. Time's made from honey, slow and sweet. Only a fool knows what it means. Temptation. 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 I can't resist. I know that she's made of smoke, but I've lost my way. She knows that I am broke, still I must pay. Temptation. 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 I can't resist.
my will has disappeared. Now my confusion's all so clear. Temptation, temptation, temptation. I can't resist. Rusted brandy in a diamond glass. Everything is made from dreams. Time's made from honey, slow and sweet. Only a fool knows what it means. Temptation, temptation, temptation. I can't resist.
West Coast blues band Contino from their disc Back Porch Dogma, obviously a tune called Temptation. And they were preceded by the band The Mellow Fellows. We heard The Mellow Fellows from 1990, and we heard them do their title track to their the only disc they had out under their own name. That, again, was Street Party. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to, we have another brand new disc, this time by the Chris O'Leary Band. O'Leary was for 6 years the harp player and front man for Levon Helms' band, the Barn Burners. He's had a couple of discs out now on his own with his own group. The latest is called Waiting for the Phone to Ring. Here is Chris O'Leary on blues harp and vocals with a number entitled Pictures of You.
The photographs of us don't lie. Snapshots of our yesterday. I swear my world's turned black and white. Since the day you went away, your lips are red.
Thank you. Thank you. liking myself.
You. Recorded at a club called The Gaslight, New York City, back in November of 1971. That was Mississippi Fred McDowell on guitar and vocal with a number called White Lightning. Fred McDowell was basically discovered by folklorist Alan Lomax back in 1959 in Mississippi, and he had a good career for, what, about, oh, I guess, 11 years or so. He'd, of course, been playing for years himself at house parties and sort of local events and that sort of thing, but he ended up moving on to the festival and the club circuit for a number of years. He passed away the following year in July of 1972. He was a pretty big influence on a number of people, including including Bonnie Raitt, and of course the Rolling Stones covered his version of You Gotta Move. They had a rendition of that on their Sticky Fingers album. And Mississippi Fred McDowell was preceded here on KRVS by the Chris O'Leary Band from their brand new disc Waiting for the Phone to Ring. We heard Chris O'Leary do a number called Pictures of You. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org, and we are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. We'd like to thank those of you who are members and supporters of public radio. And if you're not a member and supporter, we hope that you'll become one, and you can find out how to do that securely online at our website, krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with a little buddy guy to kick off the second hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on the Blues Box on KRVS. So do stay tuned for that, the other side of the news. And to take us up to news time with NPR, Matt Guitar Murphy, who was in both Blues Brothers movies and played with greats like Sonny Boy Williamson and Memphis Slim. Here's Matt Guitar Murphy with a number called Heading Northwest. And this takes us up to news time with NPR.